moon, no moon.
Hello there, and welcome to That's No Moon, a Star Wars Legion podcast. I am Cockles, I'm your host, and today I am joined by one guest who's definitely here right now. We might have another guest in a bit. He might appear, because at the moment he's like, oh, I feel a bit tired, I don't know if I can be in. And it's definitely a guest. And then we're in here normally as a usual person who was on holiday last time we had a show recording, but here he is.
Oh, sorry. Bonjour.
Bonjour, ça va?
Ça va bien?
Bon, très bien.
That's the extent of it as well, mate.
I was going to literally say, right, what can I say that will trip him up? How are you? You all right, though?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you.
Good, good. How you admit? No, I'm good. Thank you for asking.
I enjoyed listening to the episode while I was on holiday on the drive.
Good. I'm glad you listened back, because I did wonder, it's like, will he listen back? I don't know. Because actually, do you know what? I thought after the show, I went, I was far too kind. I didn't slag him off far too enough.
Oh, no, you were all too generous.
Just, do you know what that means? Do you know what just a nice human being, mate? Just
yeah, it's questionable.
More. I think 66% of people would say I'm all right. One in three? No. But you're good, though. You had a good holiday. Where did you go? You went to France. Was it France, wasn't it?
Yeah, we went to France. Went to a town called Ouistreham, which I'm sure our French listeners will know where that is.
In France. Where in France is that?
It's Normandy.
Oui.
So Normandy. Yeah, it's the boat goes from
Southampton, Portsmouth.
Portsmouth.
Well, for Jack's sake, I hope it's Portsmouth, because if it's Southampton, he gets into like shit.
Yeah, it was Portsmouth, and then it literally arrives in Ouistreham. So it's like, how long to where we're staying? It was like an 8-minute drive. And it's like, this
who's
is what
it?
I want.
You arrive and go, who's it? EC. Wonderful, that sort of thing.
So yeah, I had a lovely time. It was British weather in France.
You took the rain with you then?
Yeah, but there was more cider and more cheese out there, so that's the defining factor.
How is there more cider in France?
There's loads of cider festivals in the autumn, which is why we went.
This makes me think of the old Stella advert where you know Stella Artois.
Oh, that one guy holds all the chairs.
No, no, yeah. It's a citre, and he's like, okay, it's cider. All right, mate. Cool. Well, and the next up, we're joined by someone. Well, had some ancestors fought a little bit harder, he could have been speaking a lot more French. However, he's Canadian instead, so I'll have to do. He is this one.
Times have changed. Our kids are getting worse. They won't obey their parents. They just want to fight and curse.
Should we blame the government or blame society?
Or should we blame the images on TV?
No, blame Canada.
It's Timbo.
Hello.
Timbo being our favourite Canadian.
Our only Canadian.
No, there's a couple of Canadians out there who we like.
But
Timbo's our favourite.
Yay!
Timbo's our favourite, because we've all got, like, at one point in our lives, between, well, you and me, Andy, we've shared a roof with Timbo at one point each.
Yes, we have. I think I've shared a couple of times with you, haven't I?
Well, yeah, exactly. At least once in her life, that sort of thing. One of us tucked him in a little bit when after a big night out. Well, you might have done that as well. I don't know.
Well, I tucked him in under the table in Birmingham
at
Games Expo, which was a great night out.
We had a good time.
I had to leave my room early to get downstairs for Adepticon last year, and I was like, he's on the sofa, he's all right, and just left. And lo and behold, he came back down later, and I was like, he's alive! That's all fine. Timbo, welcome to the show. Funnily enough, we were just talking about France. You are coming to us live from, as you said, Lille.
Oui.
C'est bon?
Oui. C'est bon.
Bon. As I said, pre Andy's arrival and pre-recording, have many French people sort of questioned your French Canadian language skills?
Well, they have to put up with them, and they haven't made fun of me in English, so.
No, they've just gone. they just turned to their colleagues and just gone, "C'est un idiot," behind your back, that sort of thing. Il est un Canadien. Oh, merde. All that sort of thing. I'm obviously joking. It's a bit fun, but that's all good. Welcome to the show. Welcome back. It's always a pleasure to have you. Obviously, you are here because you're. I'm assuming you're excited to learn Welsh next week.
Yeah, I'm gonna change up the back of my throat a little bit and learn Welsh.
The challenge for you will be to learn that really long translation.
The town.
Or however it goes. I can't say it. I'm not. It's one of those things that I think a 2-year old can say without meaning to say it, because they'll just go blah, 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 and it happens. Today's show, we will be talking about, assuming our other guest arrives, we'll be chatting a bit about the Spanish GT, and he'll be able to offer us some of his insights to his trip to Spain. We will then move on from that, and we will talk about the upcoming Welsh GT. So if you're listening prior to, hopefully we're very on the ball with this. I've got some data for it as well, so I'll be able it's like the person running it wanted to help me out and knew we were recording a show, so shout out, gracias Jose. We can also talk a little bit about the French Open as well as we have some information, and then on from that we'll just shout out some events and a bit of housekeeping, because we're all waiting with bated breath the upcoming points drop, which we're not really, you know what, we're not going to chuck out, oh, we want this, because there's no point, because it'll just sound outdated. So we're just going to say we'll save that for the next show, and one of two things will happen on the next show: that we'll either have AMG with us and we can talk about the points with us, or they'll be on the show after that. I'm currently discussing it with them. It's definitely happening. It's just a case of making sure the calendars and dates all align and all that sort of stuff. So it's definitely happening. You just need to wait. But on that note as well, we have four more shows of the year. So this one, 2 weeks' time, then 7th of December, or just drop after that. And then one, we're recording on Christmas Eve Eve. The dedication, we're recording Christmas Eve Eve. So that'll be fun. And that will be the chaos Christmas show that normally ensues. I will be putting out to our Discord partnership and Patreon supporters, willing victims, I mean guests, to come on the show and play the fun and games that we normally have. I have already started up thinking of things to have as questions.
Get wrong.
No.
The alcoholic content in a Jägermeister shot is, according to Cockles.
No, because all I'm going to say is, fucking Google it, you moron. Google, it said it. ABV is the alcohol by volume, not the...
Yeah, but I also can't Google what is Cockles' favourite Star Wars Legion.
Oh, yeah, I won't. Star Wars film. No, Star Wars.
Yeah, on
film.
A Tuesday, because it changes, because on a Wednesday it's a completely different one.
No, it's not. Empire Strikes Back. No,
I'm pretty sure that's different to what you first said.
No, Empire Strikes Back. Walkie, walkie, hoffy, hoffy.
If I could be asked, I'd go back and find just to see if it was.
It was also suggested, one of the rounds suggested was from Mr. Austin, Mr. Latstin. He suggested I should get out quotes from various shows and say, who said this? But the thing is, that would involve me then having to go through about 80-odd shows. I think we're up to nearly 80. It's about 75, 76 shows. And finding these quotes, and that's a lot of listening hours, and I don't know if I fancy that, if I'm honest. However, one of the suggestions he did say was guess the intro, so all the people who had an intro just play their intro, and then like, whose is that? So that'd be quite fun.
I know who would love to listen to 80 episodes of That's No Moon. ChatGPT, and then it would answer all the questions.
What do you mean? And that's an interesting idea. Okay,
yeah.
Okay, well, but anyway, but
I'll give it a try.
the call out will be, so I'll be putting it on Discord later to our Patreon supporters, with which Thank you. We love you. Andy has some news for you soon. Yeah, exactly. You went, oh, yeah. Yeah, so we'll put the call out to have a few volunteers and go through that sort of stuff again. I will also just do a little housekeeping shout out. Completely unrelated to specifically Legion, but more of a shout out to see, hey, I'm volunteers and stuff like that. This weekend, I recently saw a visit to the Grant household. First thing you should know, if Dave offers to cook you a steak, don't turn it down.
He's mate, so nice, right?
Oh, like, Jesus Christ, that was the one. It might be, I can say this quite loudly, my wife is not here, it might be the best steak I've had for quite some time outside of a
restaurant. I think it is always the best steak I've ever eaten, and I've eaten quite a few of Dave's steaks at his parties and stuff, and every time they're amazing. They're, like, you can't fault them.
Nope. So Dave is top quality chef. Secondly, his wife Charmaine is doing a degree in psychology and things like that. She is going to be looking for 100 volunteers to take part in a small survey about the psychology of people who play games. So if anyone's interested or happy to help out, and just there's nothing invasive, it's going to be a little bit about personalities and stuff like that, because it's all about psychology, she would be very grateful on that one, and Dave will buy you a pint. So 100 pints, Dave.
She's also a listener, because Dave listens in bed.
Yeah, I know.
And by proxy, she has to listen.
So in this case, what's happening now is we've got our extra man's just arrived, everybody. So in this case, there is the four of us plus those two in bed. So they're having a six-way.
It's like the Channel 4 show, right? It's like six in a bed.
Yep. And the little one said, hey, op! jokes aside, yeah. So if anyone's willing to partake when Jermaine's doing that, I'll get some more information from her, and I'll probably get her added to the TNM server, and if anyone's interested, well, I'll create a sub channel and all that sorts of stuff. That'd be really cool. So on her behalf, should you do that, thank you. And that's pretty much that, really. But Andy, you have a little bit of news, because, well, you do that bit and then I'll tell you how it'll work after. Oh, you know what, stop that, let's introduce this next man.
You're about to hurt somebody. Hold up, yo, let's get just one thing clear. There's only one reason why I came here. Your women don't want me to give it to you to tell you what's up. Your women don't want me to give it to you to tell you what's up. Your women don't want me to give it to you to tell you what's up. I came here tonight to hear the crowd go. Boom, shake, shake, shake the room. Boom, shake, shake, shake the room. Boom, shake, shake, shake the room.
Tick, 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 tick. Jeff!
Boom.
Here he is.
Hello.
Not many people have now got three different introduction songs.
Keep it going.
No, I can't. I've got to settle on that one now. I might have to hold a Patreon poll and say, which one should we keep? Actually, it's four, because you had the Father Ted theme, didn't you?
Did I?
Yeah, because the Reverend and the Father Ted, and that was a reference that was there for a...
Okay.
This is part of the quick joke. But yeah, welcome to the show. I'll come back to you in a second, because we're just up doing some information and news. So Andy, your bit. Oh, he's eating his... Andy's...
No, it's good. It's good. Of
course. Go on. I'll do it. Very shortly, those of you who are Patreon supporters of the Patreon, thank you first of all. Again, I can't say that again. I'll be sending a message via the Patreon service to get an update of your address. I'm not going to do it through Discord, because... Sod that. I can do it through that and admin-wise. Some of you obviously will have addresses, because I've sent stuff to you before, or we've sent stuff to you before, I should say. But because people move houses or things change, it will be an update, because some of... Yeah, just so... Please keep an eye on those messages, and you'll soon... I'm going to probably do it over
there. I think you can ask on the survey if you want it in person, though, right? To them? Because obviously some people we might see...
Oh, like, yeah, no, so I've got... No, don't worry. I'm going to cover all bases. So basically, it'd be a question will be along, can we have her address if you are not going to see Andy in the next foreseeable future? That sort of thing. Or in a timely manner. Because Andy has... Go.
I've organised with Cogger 2 to print a range 1.5 and a range half ruler with our logo and podcast name on it. So we will be sending them out for Patreon members to say thank you. So it's the start of trying to get things to you more regularly. And this is kind of like the first wave of stuff that will hopefully be more helpful, and it's stuff that you need and want And we can look at doing acrylic tokens, or we do silhouettes and things like that. We can kind of go down that kind of phase for people. If there's stuff that you've got a recommendation for that you like as Swagger, then let us know. Because, like, obviously you go to tournaments, you get your promo cards, you get all of that kind of stuff. And we did the standing orders for That's No Moon as the first kind of thing when we first started. But I think if you're anyway like me, you've got like a million standing orders. Yep. And then if you've still only have one in your hand.
If you've been to some events and they're like obviously TLM sponsored Andy's event, we kept that kind of separate, but then we bunged in some coasters. And do you know what?
Yeah, coasters I really liked. Because, they were really cool.
The logic on that was just like, let's not get condensation on the games mats. I thought that was quite a clever idea.
Yeah, and I appreciate it.
I've still got some left because I still had a few left. So there's things there. So, So it's we're a bit behind the thing, but it's our way of saying thank you. So keep an eye on it'll be a message via the Patreon system, but it'll probably drop in your emails. So keep an eye out. I'll probably be doing that in the next week and a half. So just be aware. This is on top of the giveaway that we'll do that we organised with Justin and his amazingly painted Mandobi.
While he's away from his microphone grabbing something. If you have not received your t-shirt or hoodie, and you should have, because this is a reminder to Cockles, because I know someone who hasn't, please make sure you do remind us as well. You can message me and then I can pester Cockles, or you can message Cockles and he will pester himself.
Yeah, pester myself is probably best.
But if Cockles is ignoring you, then message me and I will pester Cockles.
there you go. That's the Mandobi.
Oh, I love that model.
Yeah, so that's gonna be a giveaway. We purchased that from, by purchased is a strange way. We've donated to a bikers charity on behalf for that to come over to this way, if that makes sense. So yeah, admin done. Other than would you say, hi Jeff, how are you? Good, wonderful. Good old mute button, mate. Well done. That's all fine. As we're saying. Spain, Wales, France, or Spain, France, Wales, in that order. So, Jeff, since you're here, and I know your time is somewhat limited, we'll start with you. Jeff was a man of many nations in the month of October. He went to Germany and he went to Spain, and obviously he's been doing it in between. So, thought we'd get him on, and Jeff gave me some feedback about the Madrid GT. And I said, right, we'll talk about that. So if you're listening in Spain, gracias, hola, and that's the limit of my Spanish. I'm sorry.
And Portugal.
Obrigado. There we go. So yes, Jeff, tell us about your experiences a la Madrid.
So I keep an eye on, because obviously doing legionevents.app, wanting to get more and more games from across the globe on there. So I do keep an eye out now and again on a website called T3, Tabletop Tournaments. It's one of the worst websites to actually navigate for anyone new to it. So I don't put every event from what I find on there onto legionevents.app. But what I do is cultivate a select few. So I spotted this one in Madrid, the Spanish GT. And as we haven't had any Spanish players to the World Team Championships or to anyone in like, Chopper Base and things like that, the big UK tournaments, I thought, right, well, I'm going to go over there and see what the crack is.
So you went over there and the crack you did see. you went over there. It was the Madrid GT. It was 23 players out there. I'm just scrolling through Longshanks. There was a Portuguese, a Chilean, two Portuguese, and you're the sole Brit.
Sole Brit, yes. Sole non-Spanish speaker.
Yep. So you went there and the pride of England went there and he came third. You were running, Mr. Porritt. What were you running?
I was running my rebel list.
Do you want to just remind everyone what that is?
that is Leia with a couple of vet units with guns, a couple of Mark IIs, a unit of rebel troopers, some special forces, Ewoks, commandos, sleeper cell, a range of support, so AT-RT with laser, AT-RT with flamer and a swoops, and double land speeder.
Nice.
Kitted up.
For 14 activations, so that's that.
14 activations, yeah.
I will just go through. So the top eight, I'm just going to quickly put my glasses on so I can actually see their names. Here we go. So the top eight, coming in eighth for the CIS was Isaac LV. Then coming in at seventh with Empire was Bernardo Antunes. Then in Rebels, Mario Garcia. Then Republic, the only Republic in... Oh, no, sorry. No, sorry. Fifth Republic was D-A-E-M. I'm not Dame on that, I was saying. Then a CIS at Iñaki Asencio. I think that's how it's pronounced. Apologies if I've butchered it. Anyone listening to the potents of the show that had all the polls on, you'll know that's going to happen. Then you came in third, Jeff. Then you had Marty Torrance at second running Rebels. And then you had Tomas Perez running the Galactic Republic at first. Now that, I'm just going to highlight this list because Republic haven't been doing well in tournaments on the whole. They're not really the top performers, let's be fair. So I'm just going to go through this list very quickly, and we are looking at it's basically Ahsoka, Anakin, 10 activations, and we're looking at Anakin with push reflexes into the fray and tenacity, Ahsoka with improvised orders into the fray and force reflexes. That's my build. I like that. Good shout. Two naked clone infantry, two ARC troopers with the Guardian. Cool. Two ARC troopers with the medic. So this is a
501st,
yes. So I did say 501st. It's a Grand Army. That's why I was just checking for a second. An AT-RT with a laser cannon and a LAT. Oh, Joe Austin, very happy. A LAT with the armor-piercing shells for 10 activations. I'm going to assume, Jeff, did you play each other in this one, by any chance?
Yes, we played in last round.
You are. So, tell you what, we'll come to that game last then. So just tell us about... we'll do your games first, and then we'll do other bits first. So tell us about some of your games. Don't worry about all of them, just like some of the cool stuff that happened.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a couple of weeks, so I kind of lost the plot by now. But no,
they're all... Did you ever have it?
No, probably not. But they're all fantastic opponents. For a country that's sort of seen a real drop in numbers, because that was the big one that I found out. They used to have like several hundred, like 900,000 regular active players across Spain, and then when 2.6 came in, and all the rules started changing, and they couldn't get any product, they had a real drop off as people went over to other systems. But they've still got a hardcore, probably now down to about 200. Active mm-hmm. players, but Spain's a big country. So see, what you've got is lots of little pockets of active players now. But they're very encouraged by the product being re-released and new stuff coming out. So everyone's hopeful that it's gonna pick up again. So for a group of players who, obviously the competitive scene has condensed a lot, they were still really good. So the quality was spot on all the way through. There was no easy walkover games or anything like that. A couple of games went really down to sort of last dice roll, which was...
I'm looking at your game four. 7-8 win to you, and had it been a tie, he would have won on by 8 kill points. That's mental.
Yeah, and there was a couple of routes to victory in that one as well. So it wasn't just one route to victory for Isaac. So yeah, really, really, really tough games there.
So let's give you a. I'm just going to give your opponent a shout out. So your game one was an 8-7 win. You 245-197 over Flame of Uldun, which, by the way, is, I saw that name and just I had to say it that way. Who was running Empire? Game two, you played Miguel Hernandez, who's running CIS. You won 7-3, 5-1, 2-1, 2. Round three, you won 11-9. You killed 288. He killed 469, and that was against Javi Silvan. And game four, you said, was against Isaac, 7-8, 400 to 408, which is mental. And then the last game, you played Thomas Pereth, and you lost 11-6. And if I'm trying to remember the reaction of the UK WhatsApp tournament scene people, and everyone just went, oh, he's bowled it. I think that's generally what everyone was saying. But I don't want to wind you up too much because...
I think you're inventing stuff there.
But... I don't know. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. Who knows?
But Jeff did message me beforehand and he was like, oh, I've just seen the trophy that you get this year for like winning what you get. And it's like a Luke Skywalker running like see-through plasticky trophy. Like size-wise, it is a little on the pathetic side, but it is quite... It's really cool, actually. Yeah, I've got mine here.
I mean, Andy commenting on things that have a pathetic size is one thing.
He's just pulling out his pathetic thing.
Exactly.
So, I mean, yeah, it is like size-wise, it's quite pathetic, but it looks really cool.
That's what she said.
And then that's my red defense dice that's missing a shield on it. Ooh, okay. Yeah, so that promo dice has been put to the side.
I was going to say, that looks like all of my red dice.
Well, I was pretty sure. I was like, oh, these are really below. And then I looked, it was like, went through it, and I just spotted it. And like, the shield's on the dice, but it's just not painted in. But it's on both sides, like both the opposite of them. So it's got only one painted.
Yeah, but Tipex.
So it's a white die.
It is just a white die. It's disguised as a red
white,
one.
It's a white red die. So you just get a bit of Tipex, mate. Put color it in, that'd be fine.
I like it. It's my standalone one now. But yeah, I said Jeff found out about that trophy and he was like, oh, that's it, game on. Because he was messaging me, kind of like, oh, should I take something that's slightly less competitive? Should I be like quite friendly? I don't know what it's going to be like. If I go out there and I'm a tryhard and they're all like noobish, then I'm going to feel like Lila Cuck, like seal clubbing. And I was like, no, Jeff, go out there and win. And he still failed.
But no, I mean, third's still good. Third's fine. Third is still good. It's better than...
It's better than you. Yeah.
It was better than I would have done. I would have, what was it, 23 players? I would have finished bang on 11 and a half. Yeah. So there we go.
Yes.
Cool. So there's some good games in there and that stuff. Any moments of your... I always like to think of like key moments in games. Is there a particular memorable couple of moments you go, oh, did that well? Or and then conversely, is there a couple of moments where you quote-unquote cocked it up?
I've been running that army for a bit now, so it kind of ticks by itself. Looking back at what was the final, I think there was a couple of bits where I got it wrong. I could have recovered.
Just for context, I'm just going to put... Oh, we've already done his list. Sorry, yeah, I was for a moment. We've done his list. So, go on, carry on.
Yeah. So it was mainly around the missions. Because I don't want to blame dice, but I'm going to blame dice. So I won blue player. I couldn't get off my own surface scan, which became a problem with bunker assault. And Andy knows that bunker assault and my surface scan don't pair well. And I had the same problem. I couldn't get my surface scanner out of the deployment zone because then it's going to get wrecked. But I need it near my bunkers to help with the defense. So it was a real problem. So that put me on a back foot. And then El Defenso Rojo came in and just red save, red save, red save, red save. And stuff that should have died didn't, and that just led to more problems, and then it just snowballed from there.
I think was the word mierda. Was that the one?
There's lots of that. Yeah.
Okay,
but no, I mean, well, absolutely well played to Thomas. He didn't put a foot wrong, and I understand his dice had been hot all weekend.
I'm very impressed you didn't pause and say Scorchio. See, that would be a reference for many people of a certain age. Some people will have no idea what we're talking about there. Who was the organizer, please? Who was the tournament organizer?
So it was held at Kingdom War Games, and David was the organizer.
Tell us a bit about David. What was the crack? Tell us.
So I flew into Madrid on the Friday. Weird flights from Northwest. Got in there about 10:30, so got over to Kingdom War Games about 11:30 at night. About 11 at night, and managed to catch David, who was finishing setting up all the terrain. Spain have different hours to us. So I had a chat to him and everything. My Airbnb was just literally around the corner.
Perfect.
So nice and easy. So yeah, he was really friendly, really accommodating. Been chatting on WhatsApp leading up to the event. So what they did was they put a WhatsApp group in specifically for the GT event.
Nice.
And put players on there. So there was lots of discussions beforehand, which is really nice. And obviously you've got everybody, so like saying, so when we did day one, it was game one, game two, afternoon lunch, and then came back and did game three.
Was there a siesta in between?
Yeah, pretty much. That was the afternoon lunch. So yeah, it was great to be able to use that to organize everything.
Nice. And we always ask it generally because we're ignorant English speakers, but we know that the guys went to Poland, had no issues. Those of us have been to Germany, had no issues. Tim, you'll talk about the France stuff in a second. And I know there's sometimes issues when you travel to Wales, but in Spain, any language issues, or was it all fairly easy with the times of, because obviously some things obviously don't translate well on cards, and with that, was there no issues with there at all?
So in Germany, I actually played two players who didn't really speak much English.
Okay.
So I actually do speak a little bit of German, or I understand a little bit of German. So managed to get through there. And I do know a little bit of Spanish as well.
Bueno.
But there was most of the Spanish players are able to speak English. It was really weird because I'm playing the games and I'm sort of trying to use Spanish terms for it. But what they'll do is they'll use Spanish and English terms, but interchangeably. So like,
oh, that's cool.
And they keep flipping between what they actually use. So they all know the English terms for like dodge, aim, and all the tokens, standby. But then they also use the Spanish terms for them as well.
That makes sense. No, that makes sense. That's cool. But that, so which I'll ask a similar question on about France and Mo. Obviously, vague tongue in cheek joke about the Welsh. is there anything? I mean, you mentioned to me after you said that obviously it's a community, the thriving community sort of thing. They've up, now it's down. Do we think it's going to be back on the up now that the product is going back out there? Because I'm not hearing, unless Andy, you can tell me otherwise, because you're probably more into the ground on this. I'm not hearing much about stock availability issues as much as maybe we used to, but I mean, I know that within the circles I've had, no one seems to have been having any issues getting the stuff they needed. So is that an issue? Andy, tell me, is that an issue you've heard or not?
On the reprint stuff, it's the issue that I've heard is there's just not, like, it's selling better than they even expected.
Brilliant.
So from a distributor's point of view, I know like the stock is available at the distributor, but like a store will order in like two boxes. So it's like 12 units. 12 units. and then 12 shift off the shelf, and then they have to get another order in with the distributor. So where I think previously it, what would happen is you'd put an order in, the distributor would send you your order, sometimes short as well, when this was AMG, this is FFG, so this is before Atomic Mass were in charge. And then you'd put an order in with the distributor, and then the distributor wouldn't even have any stock available still. Like, so you'd get your order was shorted, and then you'd then have like a 6 to 8 month lead time before you got a restock.
Okay.
Where I do think AMG, or maybe it is FG, Asmodee, kind of.
I wonder if I would say this is an Asmodee type thing, isn't it?
It should be, yes, from my very limited understanding of their business model. But it also comes down to AMG probably putting in a larger order potentially, like, yep. Or Asmodee putting the larger order in. So that's a really good positive thing. And hopefully that means the players in Spain will come back.
One thing that just occurred to me, obviously having had some of the new stuff, like to use myself and things like that, the fact that all languages are in one box, I feel that's definitely efficient, because the previous stuff, it was just like, is Clone Troopers or whatever, here's unit in English, French, Spanish, German.
Italian.
So you've saved an Italian, exactly. So they've probably just gone vroom and shrunk it down. Although I don't recall seeing, you could tell me if I'm wrong, I don't recall seeing the Italian cards. So it's literally German, French, Spanish.
Yep.
English in there.
It's the same as what they had in their tournament packs. It's their four main languages as they see it.
It means if they need to redistribute any product across Europe, they just ship the box.
And there you go, exactly.
Yeah,
have a pallet of ARC troopers or something.
Yeah.
So, bravo on the
Asmodee. No one heard that. That was just pure silence.
Me little clapping. Bravo.
That's great.
Bravo.
Great for the audio there.
Oh, that's normally my, normally my gag. All I'll say is bravo on them. Tim?
One thing I was hearing from French players over the weekend, too, was that they'd had a lot of problems with not getting anything translated, or not getting not like later translations or things like that.
Okay.
And they said they've enjoyed the like just straight boxes like that, because it means they have the translations day one instead of having to wait, or then going out buying the English stuff and then having to buy the French stuff later.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, I mean, as only an English speaker, I never thought of that as an issue, that the translation for rules potentially comes later.
Our first world problems, I think that is what they call for us, but or not for us, it should be really. I should just say, I'm going to put it out there. If there are any players who are who speak French, German, or Spanish, who can't afford to buy the card, can't afford to buy a unit at the moment, but want the cards, drop me a message, because I've got some cards and I'd be happy to send them to you, because then you've got the updated stuff. It's not a problem, because I don't tend to throw them away just in case I bump into someone at a tournament who can take them back somewhere or do whatever. So yeah, if you are listening in,
so
go on.
No, like, I mean, I get what you're trying to do. Like, oh, I've got the German cards, just have the German cards if you want them, kind of thing. But A, there's probably a million people out there doing it, which is fine, and it's good, and it's like green for the planet, etc. All positive things. But because you now get everything in one box, I think this will become less of an issue. Like, I used to keep hold of like the tournament kits of all the languages, and I took them to WTC and offloaded everything. Like, I'd sat on them for like a couple of years, and they were taking up a lot of room, because every store I went to and every tournament I ran, I had all of the extra languages, and I kept them all. And I had 40 odd boxes of like the Ewok one, like, because I had so much of that stuff. And at WTC, I just was like, I'm not taking this home with me. And like, everyone was just like, really great. Like, are you sure? Like, they're taking like 20 copies of the stuff home. And I was like, yeah, just take it. Like, I think it's slightly different, the tournaments, because it's like obviously slightly harder to get. But I think for the English side, like for the just the normal unit packs, I've just thrown them all in the bin, which isn't great. And it's the negative side to the way they're packaging stuff, that there is a bit of a waste, but it goes in the recycling, so it's not so bad. And I think it's just so easy to get hold of it that it's less worry to like distribute it. So I just get rid of it, Cockles, like, seriously.
Okay, fair enough.
Now that they're fully accepted print and play as well, like, it used to be you had to get a hold of the cards, so getting that was a huge deal, whereas now...
Well... Just in case there's someone listening, who knows?
That's all good. Yep, that's all good.
But anyway, Any final thoughts regarding Madrid and Spain?
How was the terrain?
Good referent. Like terrain tables, yeah, please.
Terrain was probably what I would expect to see in the UK.
Sweet.
Ah, good.
Maybe a little bit lighter, but that's because I don't think they've played as much. Like a lot of players hadn't come across swoop bikes because they don't not used locally. So there was a lot of they can do what?
Okay.
You've got to compulsory in like this direction because you can.
Right. No.
But you haven't moved for your overrun.
Wiggle my stick.
So thankfully I had all the forum stuff on standby. But yeah, I mean, they end up playing a different game because the rules are not changed, but made clearer in the forum. Mm. But they could have been made clearer in the rule book, I think is probably where some frustrations lie. But no, terrain-wise, I sent some photos that the terrain is all beautifully done. Like I say, in some cases, a little bit on the light side. No, it's all good. All good.
Do they have their own? Obviously, Seb de Ezra, I should say. He makes some awesome tables down over our way, particularly down south and stuff and all that. Do they have their own Sebastiano del Ezra or something like that? I don't know. Their own Spanish version of Seb.
No, I think they do. They do have one or two people who do that, but they've got the shop with sort of a small shop. And then a few tables inside going sort of lengthways, which I think they use for card games and for like 3x3s.
Yep.
And then over the road, they've got a much larger gaming area with probably two dozen tables or so.
Nice.
So about 20, 30 tables.
Is it bang in the middle of Madrid as well? Or is it somewhere else? Or is it?
It's just to the east of the centre. So just outside the centre. I mean, Madrid's obviously a big city.
Yes, it is. It's deceptive how big Madrid is.
Yeah, it's sort of two thirds of the way from the airport into the centre. So cool. Nice. Relatively easy to get to. Definitely be going back again next year.
Excellent.
Nice.
Jeff is the... Do you know what, Jeff? I'm going to put this out there. You fancy being our international correspondent?
Yeah, why not?
So, because what, you've done Germany, Poland? You did go Poland, didn't you?
I didn't go Poland. That was a week before Madrid.
That's it. So you did you've done Germany, Denmark last year.
Done Denmark.
Spain this year, and obviously Spain for WTC last year as well. So yeah, so Jeff's our international man of not so much mystery.
And US a couple of times.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I was primarily focusing on Europe, so there we go.
Portsmouth at the end of this month, going down. For me, it's
how far is that for you?
that's a fair distance. It's 4 hours drive.
Oh, four.
Four and a half.
Oh, that's not too bad then. I was thinking it was like going to be like six. Four's easy.
You do it.
Four is nothing.
Doing a day.
Shut up, you.
I'm going down specifically so I can play on Seb's terrain, and I really want to play on that Camino table.
That's well. If you get to the final game, I don't think you will. But yeah. On that note, well, so if you are listening in Spain, gracias, and if you're gracias, I should say. Sorry, excuse me, pronounce it properly. Thank you for listening. Jeff mentioned that some of you listened, so thank you very much for that as well. Come to the UK.
Andre and Bernardo are big fans from Portugal as well.
Oh, thank you. Oh, did he come over from Portugal?
They are. They're all looking at WTC and Chopper Base as well. So it looks for those.
Just putting it out there, like, as a nation, we as Brits have gone to too many countries historically and currently, either on holiday or for previous issues. Just come to us now. It's fine. Just come over. All this sorts of stuff. Just come over and... Just maybe not a boat. Come over and like play games with us. All this sorts of stuff. That's yeah. Do just we'll come over. The Polish will tell you it's good fun, that sort of thing. The Germans as well. And now even the Canadians. Moving on to Tim. Tim.
Yep.
Tell us about the other motherland of yours, France. You were at the French National, the French Open, the Tournoi de Maître. Which was a, I'm just going to scroll down, a 50-man event or 50-person event, primarily with primarily French players, smattering of Belgians. Also, if you're listening in Belgium, come over, well, come over, it's fine. Play and see your WTC, because that would be another nation to have. Also, just reading the top eight, Antoine puts himself as Team 17. That makes me automatically think of Worms, the computer game, but I'm sure it's nothing to do. Gotcha, first blood, all that sort of stuff. But yeah, Tim, tell us about the Tournoi de Maître, please.
So, first off, it was more than 50 people, because there's actually two tournaments on side by side.
This is their
sort of yearly wrap-up tournament. So the one you were just looking at is the Masters tournament, which is the 50-person invite only.
That'd be the Masters, yes. So Tournoi de Maître is the Masters. Okay, yes, that's fine.
And I just found the one. Yeah, and then the one, because I have not played in a French tournament before, I got to add to be in the open category, which was another 44. So it was 94 people playing for the weekend.
Bravo for doing two events, organizing that.
Yeah, and it was... I have nothing but good things to say about the whole overall aspects. With the pet kit you got in, they gave you a really good swag bag, fed you breakfast and lunch each day, coffee available. They actually had a little cart that they wheeled coffee around. So as you're recovering while you're playing, they pour you some coffee while you play.
Nice.
Really, really good. Oh, and dinner on the Saturday night, if you pre-purchased it ahead of time, they brought a food truck over and brought the food in for you.
It sounds very similar to like Poland in the foods like being included, which was could we do that? But then I don't know if it's just something that is cheaper to host out there and therefore they can spend the money on like the food, like providing lunches, because I mean we looked at our new venue for Chopper Base and it's just some like we'd lose money, like we'd have to raise ticket prices like 75 quid, which is just like a lot.
Well, and I think like for you, you're hosting at a hotel, so you have to pay the exorbitant hotel fees, but the, like, so this was hosted at a community center, like into their big gym. So, and then they had the 501st Legion, which is a little French cosplaying community, also came out and sort of had their little event there. So there was various invaders and stormtroopers wandering around as we were playing the whole time. It was a very fun overall event. Hosted the Iron Squadron, or the sort of the organizing committee for it, was the head person and also the person I was dealing with. Getting details, and he took care of me, finding me an Airbnb with people and all that kind of stuff. So shout out to all of them.
Yeah, shout out. I've got on Longjanks, it's Martin Pura. I assume that's something. So yeah, so what well done to Martin. I'll try and go concurrent then. So I'll do the Tournoi de Chevalier, so the Open first, and I'll do the top eight. So we have...
Do it the way around.
No, I think we should do this way first, because we should. Because Timbo did all right. I'll do the top eight. Obviously, the Open was 44. And there's a top eight. And we have Locador, eighth, running Rebels. We have Azarak, 34, CIS. Zongogo, CIS, at sixth. Then we have the one of two Republic, which is Androto, running Republic, at fifth. Then you have Arbalite, running CIS. Then you have Brancignoli, running Republic at third. Then you have Kiramore at second. And then some bloke, Timbo8700. Oh, look. There's a little flag, little Canadian flag with the Union Jack on and a Canadian maple leaf there. He came top, didn't he? Well done, Timbo. And that's why I thought I'd do this one first, Andy. So, Timbo, you are running. I'll do your list, and then you can tell me if I've missed anything. So, you've got the Rebel Officer. Is this the new Rebel Officer? So, with proven tactician, improvised orders, the pistol, and the thermal detonator. Then you've got the Rebel Officer who's fighting for freedom as a commander, trusted agent, repeating blaster, and recon intel. Then you've got the lesser spotted Rebel Ahsoka, burst of speed, reflexes, into the fray, seize. Nasty, interesting. Then you've got Sabine doing Sabine things, strike team leader, grappling line, prepared supplies, and darksaber. Two naked fleet troopers, two rebel troopers with the SX-21, Clan Ren with just Tristan and Ursa. Then you've got some slingers, then you've got some sleeper cells, then you've got two AA-5s. One has a medic, and one has the heavy retrofit, which is a three dice cannon. 13x at $9.99. What are you doing? Couldn't find extra points worth of points. God, disgraceful. Cool list. Different. Obviously, it's nice to you and Jeff. Obviously, you've got two different flavors going on here. What is the theory behind the list? And I'll be honest, it's the first time I've seen both the Rebel Officer-y type stuff doing well from scanning, just my limited scanning. So tell us how they performed for you. Obviously, well.
Yeah, I mean, TLDR, Ahsoka, Sabine are good. I was playing them before they dropped 60 points between the two of them, so yep. I felt pretty good. Bosses are good. It's just sort of, honestly, it's a list with a lot of good stuff thrown in. Then the officers, which are the one is the Exemplar Purge 3 officer, who has the pistol and the grenade just for a late game explosion if he needs to. But that really helped the list out, because the big thing I was facing before that came along was Sabine or Clan Ren panicking. They often are in a place to get some shots. I have some defensive tech I could put on them, or just, you know, about life's comms now, but like some demoralize or a couple suppressive shots, the droidicas or whatever. If you only have four courage force panics, you're really expensive, important. Panic BGs, so Courage Street is really important for that. The other one's the more combat focused one, so it's the one that so it has the big gun, so six dice, can go up to range four, and then the frontline commander gives it spur, so it stays speed two just with a spur and tactical one, and as we go intel, so the first turn of the game it can scout on, move, shoot at range three or four, get it with some aim, or throw those aims, get off those aids, and also throw those aims onto Clan Ren or this unit if it needs to as well.
Nice. Nice to see it. It's nice to see the lesser spotted Rebel Ahsoka doing well. So that's pretty cool.
I really enjoyed my Ahsoka, and she is my armor piercer with Jarkai. She can, like, I was doing, like, she regularly do not even on our one pip, like 4 or 5 pierce two to armor.
Yep.
Through the armor. And if you are able to give her an extra dodge to aid or the officer being able to exemplar her, you can easily push that to like 5, 6 instead.
Nice.
So like taking out an aqua droid, RTs, hitting buses, that kind of thing. She can shoot through them really quick.
Nice. That's pretty cool.
That was going to be my question, was how did you face any armor? Is it just Ahsoka you've got for armor?
So aquas are everywhere. So I faced 6 units of aquas in total, like 3 lists that had double aquas. And I killed, like every game I faced aquas, I killed at least 1 unit, usually like a unit and a half. And that's just with, trying to get a sleeper cell shot really helps with that. But for like armor, the Rebel Officer with the big gun, it has impact one and critical one. And with precise two, like you can usually rely on it to get 3 through armor, which isn't a lot, but it, you know, particularly when at the beginning of the game when it can be pretty safe just to get some plinks in. The XX-21s have the impact one, so later in the game, you know, they threw 8 dice, so they can do 2. It's a lot of plinking for armor. But with that plinking, then Ahsoka goes in, particularly if you really want to put her on her one pick, really dodge her up. Because she usually can't take out armor in one swing, but if you've already put a couple wounds on it, then she can finish it off in one big go. And then also, of course, the durable officer with the thermal detonator, it has impact 4. So same thing. It can put a big blow into something as well.
Just going to refresh those of us who are forgetful about Ahsoka's command cards. She's got I Am No Jedi, which is Ahsoka gains Agile 1 this round until the end of the round. Each time Ahsoka makes an attack during the form pool, add 1 white dice to the attack pool for each dodge token that she has to a maximum of 3. So that's pretty damn cool. Then you've got... did you take Family Reunion?
Oh, of course. It's
so Family... I'll just remind it for people. So Family Reunion is the teamwork Sabine at the start of Ahsoka's next activation. Sabine makes 2. At the start of Sabine's, Ahsoka makes a speed 2. And again, teamwork. So those of you not familiar with teamwork keyword, token-wise.
And that card can be used a couple different ways. One of them that I've used it a lot for is just getting them a scout onto the board. If you know you're going to need them on the like center line of the board first turn, because when one activates, it moves. When you move and you're undeployed, you can move onto the board.
Oh, that's cool. So what? So you can play this turn 1, then either one of them come out and you go, oh, well, this one's done, and then the other one's going to make a speed to then the other one comes on. That's really cool.
Can triple move them both, or you can use it later in the game to get a triple move on any turn.
Yeah, because that's just good to get set you up and or for objective play right at the end as well. That's pretty damn cool.
The teamwork is also good because Ahsoka has defend 1, so puts dodge on speed right at the start of the turn, so she spends the entire turn with a dodge.
Nice. Assuming, did you do the other two, the Swift Protector and New Beginning as well?
Yeah, so, and New Beginning, it gives Sabine Ahsoka recover. So she has 4 reflexes. She really likes her dodges. Yep. So I'm usually trying to use 4 reflexes twice a game. It's also for her one pip. If she's already in melee when she uses her one pip, it's the only way to get her up to 3 dodges to get the full effect of that card is to have defend 1, take a dodge out, use 4 reflexes.
Did you take the Rebel Officer Pip 3?
No.
Sorry?
No, I took... it's Sabine and Ahsoka's 3 pips. Sabine's 3 pip, honestly, I don't play it much, but in the situation that one, either like if Ahsoka's dead, then of course I'll use Sabine's 3 pip. Or if suddenly I really need Sabine to gunsling, you know, 2 units off a point, they're down to 1 or 2 wounds. Putting a couple aims on Sabine can really make that happen.
That's it. I was just looking at Legacy of Mandalore. That's it. She gains Inspire 1 each time Sabine is in order to blah, blah, blah. She gains
Name or dodge.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, because you can go Sabine, Ahsoka. You go Sabine, Ahsoka. I assume Clan Ren, or do you go on to this? So
Sabine and Ahsoka get an order every turn. That's why I have Seize Initiative and Agent. Just kicking around. And then the third order, if I have other order, is... It really depends on the situation. Often it actually ends up going on to an officer. Because usually if I'm like the special forces, I think the 3 of them do very different things. So like, actually I'm okay with them going throughout the turn. Whereas the officer, usually I want either the offensive one to be going quite early or the exemplar one to be going quite early. Just build up some tokens. So it's a very much different.
That makes sense. I think Jeff has a question for you in relation to command cards. Reverend, you have a question? You're muted.
Thank you. So Sabine's explosion, what was the biggest kill you racked up?
This weekend, honestly, she did not kill a lot with explosions. There was a lot of games I didn't even play it.
Mon Dieu, what?
I'm often... The best case for explosions is when you need a bunch of suppression on stuff. Because it's a very unreliable kill. Not to say, like, there was a couple where I got 5 or 6 models off. I really played it twice that I remember. One was against, like, a CAS B1 horde, and the other was against Rebels. So it was able to pick up, I don't know, 4 or 5-ish models each of those times. But the threat of the explosions is usually enough to make force people to spread out when they don't want to, and that's way more valuable than actually going for a huge dive and explosion itself.
So do you leave the tokens on the table?
I have in the past. I didn't this weekend.
My next question is, what are you looking to go, right, this is how I'm going to play the game. What are your basic, I wouldn't say your tactics, or what your, do you have a main game plan that works all nearly all missions, or is it a case of this does this in this mission, it does this in this mission, and this in this mission?
Yes and no. It's a pretty versatile list. Like I can play every mission with this list. There's a few that either just because I haven't played a lot or less than the others, I don't want to play. Recon mission, I find that sometimes you want to run all your important stuff on the flanks usually, and then you run out of stuff to be near, and it's a problem. Versus like often like you're out like a Dooku wants to pit against you, and it's like, no, I don't want to play. But I have enough movement in this list that I'm pretty good with anything. Like I got both Ahsoka, Sabine, and Clan Ren can all hippity hoppy around wherever they need to go. And if your opponent doesn't have enough empty armor, then the buses can just go sit wherever they want and fine. And even if they have decent anti armor, if they want to kill my buses because they have to, hurrah.
That makes sense, because yeah, if they're killing buses, they're not killing Sabine, they're not killing Ahsoka, the officers, or Clan Ren. So yeah, that makes sense. Yep. What would you say that it doesn't do well against? If you see it across the board, what are you going, not fun?
Well, I mean, I've gotten better at dealing with Dooku double aquas, but I don't know. I don't think anyone's used that except for, you know, super anti-armor list. Goes, ooh, yay. I think like full armor skews is tough. I'm really good at dealing with like, you know, armor focus pieces. You know, if I see like I played a EXP snail list this weekend, and I managed to kill both snails. Now part of that was it make a pretty aggressive move with one of his snails and did expose a side to me, which was not the end of the world for him. But Ahsoka went up the other side and killed one snail almost by herself, and the rest of my army killed the other snail by itself. Was helped by the officer was close enough that it could move, throw a grenade, and get impact 5. So that, you know, helped. But even then, he still had his nimble dodges. Yeah.
Nice. The one list, I thought maybe that would be props slightly problematic for you, is Andy's old list of the AATs. I wonder if that would be, because the AATs can sit back and do horrible shenanigans to you. I didn't know if that would be something that would be problems.
Yeah, like that list, you probably have to throw your buses in front of your whole army and just force the buses to be killed.
Andy just went, ha ha ha.
But like it's like one of the strategy lists is like the buses are, because I haven't invested a lot into them, they're only 77 points, right?
What you're saying, yeah, like if you're putting a bus in front of Ahsoka or Sabine, it means I can't shoot them for one turn. Yes, yep. I will kill the bus in a turn quite easily, but then it means I can't shoot them until the following turn, and maybe that means Ahsoka now dives into a unit and is safe, or she dives into the tank and, as you say, can try and potentially finish off one of the tanks if you've already done a couple of chip shot wounds onto it with the other stuff on the way in.
Mm. Well, I mean, and also like when I like Ahsoka theoretically can go 3 speed 2s and 2 speed 3 turn moves by like the first activation of turn
2 speed 2 moves.
Well, so with the family reunion, you get an extra speed 2 move.
Yeah.
So like if you play a turn 1, for instance, you triple speed 2 and then burst speed double speed 3. And that is basically across the entire board.
I was really puzzled because in my head I was like, "What? But she's speed 3. Why are you doing speed 2? But that's because Ahsoka. Yeah. You know, older Ahsoka is not as nippy as Snips.
She's got a bit of a gammy knee going on, isn't she? That sort of thing.
Yeah, but, you know, old age hits you hard.
There have been times where I've treated Ahsoka like that as a giant missile. And it has worked in the past. Sometimes it doesn't work so well. One fun tactic is to throw her with burst speed at the end of a turn into a force user with force push. It's already activated, and then they're stuck there for a turn.
That would do it.
Yeah.
I'm looking through your games. So let's give your opponents a little shout out. You play.
Oh, yeah.
Chen Zhu, who is running Shadow Collective, you won 12-8, 652, 455. You then, I don't know if this is a table or a
it was a concession.
There you go. So you beat Brang Quignoli, who went on to place. So you beat him.
Cockles, you're reading it in reverse order.
Am I?
No, that's the right order.
I was about to say, Jeff, pipe the fuck down, mate. No, that's fine. Let's get round two, table two. It's there, see? Then you played Moonglum, and you won 9-6, 381, 168. Then you beat Azarak 34, 7-3, 252, 374. Then this looks like your closest game. You can tell me if I'm wrong and tell me why it was close. Zongogo, 12-11. So, any particular reason why it's quite close? I'll just have a look at their list.
So this was the EXC Double Snail, and we were playing Recover Surface, so naturally, if both players don't screw up, they're going to end up 12-12 at the end of the game.
Yep.
Or, well, 16-16 if you go full distance. But he had his scanners on a Droidica. The turn that I was going to hit 12, I managed to kill a Droidica at the end of the turn. And end in the game. But by that point, I sold those snails. I think that was the second Droidica unit I'd killed. And Ahsoka and Sabine were in melee with 2 BX units on recover points. So it was pretty well over by that point. But that was, I think, like, that was a game where, I've said it to him too. Like, I did have to, like, basically put Sabine and Ahsoka into melee with 2 BX units or let them be charged, and so if he rolls hot and I roll bad, they just die.
Yep.
And then it gets real hard real quick.
Yeah, to rely on a touch of fate to see what happens there, I take it.
Yeah, like they were still at full health each, so it was very unlikely that they just croak, but it can always happen. And that's one of the things with playing a list like this, is you're relying so much on the health of Sabina Silken Clan Ren to not just be 5 blanks on red dice in a row, and that does happen.
Yeah. And then the final game is against Ciramore, 14-4. So for a game that should be the final for a final for a top spot, you did a gentle pummeling. Ciramore's list, he was Rebels, and he did come second. He was running Leia, Jin, Rebel Troopers, times 1, 2, 3, 4. Two of them have got some stuff. Slingers, Sleeper Cell once, 2 ATRTs, Laser Cannons, Swoops, an X-34 and an Air Speeder for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 X. So, yeah. Why so forceful, Rogering?
So he had a lot of anti-armor. And this, we were playing bunker mark targets on the buses. And he kind of got a little too focused on the buses. And I will say that air sprayer would not die. It had the cover pilot on it.
Yep.
And I was throwing things at him because I was like, oh, it's an air speeder. He kind of put it in my face. It'll die. It did not. It survived the game.
Really? They're not. What?
Yeah. Well, part of it is like I couldn't throw Ahsoka at it. I couldn't throw.
No, you can't. Yes. No.
And I can't throw the officer grenade at it. So my big anti-armor stuff can't deal with it. And then all my other, like I threw like the SX troopers, threw a couple shots at it, and he covered away. Like I'd get one crit, 2 or 3 hits. He'd go, well, I'll just roll this, cover it all, and then block the crit. Like I think I've forced enough saves on him to kill it, but it didn't die. And then at some point I realized, just don't shoot, go do other things. Because I pivot, so at that turn, I played a turn two family reunion, and I don't think he quite realized how quickly I could pivot onto his bunkers. So I had turn two, I had Ahsoka going to kill ATRTs that were holding one bunker point, and Sabine and Clan Ren with the sleepers on the other. And so I tied on one of his bunkers and captured the other with two wounds. So the first turn, I scored three, wounding one of his with double. He scored one off of it, and he'd scored, I think, one bust by then, maybe two.
Yep.
But then the second scoring turn, so third turn, I then blew up a base and captured his other one, putting two wounds on it. So, and I think he captured one of my bases on turn three or four, but by then I'd realized, like, I'd already kind of won this base. As long as I maintain your things, I just have to tie you or make it hard on my bases. I'm fine.
Okay, that makes sense. Well done on the win. That was for the open. We shall now we'll just talk with the top eight of the Masters. So glasses back on. Right, here we go. Garayan at number eight, CIS. Julien Villeroux running Rebels at seven. Nikoko 85 at eight, six, excuse me. El Bragor at five running Clones. Roman SWL running Empire. The only Empire in the top eight for the Masters. I'm just going to intrigue. I'm just going to look at their list, which was Mark on Tempest Force. There you go. Tempest Force, Triple Bikes, Quad Scouts. So yeah, that's that one. Kintara running Rebels at three. Regis Morvan at number two running droids. And then who else? The man, the myth, the Ewok legend, Anton Garnet, running Ewoks at number one, winning out. He was running his Bright Tree Village Ewoks, a variant. He was doing a 15 acts Bright Tree Village list, doing what Antoine does best.
Yep.
Winning in France.
It's not changed his list. And this is the amazing thing. Like, the list hasn't changed.
I'm sure it must have changed a little bit, surely. Just because... Not at all.
Nope,
really?
Not. So, I've been keeping an eye on this, because, like,
I thought it was 16, wasn't it?
No, so it's been 15 in 2.6, and this is the thing he started with. I think, obviously, in pre-2.6, it was... might have been 16, I can't remember.
Yeah, but, it might have been.
No, you can't, because there's no other unit options available. Like, he's got six core, he's got five heroes, he's got a heavy, there is no other, three special forces, there is nothing else in the Force Orc he can take. So 15 is the max. So, but, like, it is... still got three improvised orders in there. He's still got secret ingredients, forest dwellers. Like, there's no... I've been trying to watch it, and, like, none of the upgrades have swapped or changed. Like, if you compare it to, like, what I'm running, or, like, there's a couple of guys in the US I've seen who are now running Ewoks as well. One of them's running them without C-3PO, and one of them's running it without, like, people... There's a few people running them without Chewie, like myself. But his one... he hasn't changed it, and the game's not changed. Like, still the same objectives, and he still smashes it. Like, there's been loads of new releases, and he still comes along and just... I've been seeing him run other stuff, and I was like, oh, has he moved away from Ewoks? Maybe he feels like they're not as strong, and then he turns up to this.
No, he's just like... Antoine being... I bet he's like, I should give them a chance, and run something else.
I love the man. Like, he's... really nice bloke, so well done.
Top dude. So, Antoine, if you're listening, bravo, well done. And all that sort of stuff. Yeah, go on, Tim.
I also failed to mention, if anyone wants to see how he plays this, Yokozuna was streaming all weekend.
Yes, he was, yeah.
I finally got to do it. We hung out, and he enjoyed talking with me, because he has no French, so we were speaking English with each other the whole weekend.
Did you give his little beard a little stroke?
I did not, but he said to say hi to everyone.
Hello.
He's also, the internet was pretty at the venue. So he's recorded everything, and he's going to re-cut it, upload it as proper battle reports.
Nice. So yeah, if you're interested in watching back, as some of you will do, either when you're painting or just wanting to see what goes down, Kokozula on YouTube, and it's spelled exactly how it sounds, Kokozula on YouTube, and have a little little watch and listen on there, and give him a little like and subscribe as well.
Have you noticed since we've been going through these lists and stuff that I think Longshanks had a nice little update that it now gives the top faction player like a little gold symbol?
I've seen
it's
that.
It's amazing! Makes it's trying to find the best Shadow Collective player and Empire when you're scrolling down. Top Shadow Collective player, 30th.
Ouch.
They still got the same record as you, though, Cockles.
All right. Fucking hell. Calm down. Is that
you? 3-3.
Yeah. Hang on. No, because if in a 50-man event, where should they finish?
Like 25th.
Where they come? 30th. So, in the grand words of... No, just screw you. Let's move on. That is the previous events. We have an event coming up on the upcoming weekend. So today is the 11th, and the next event is in the weekend. Obviously, the 14th. I want to say 15th. Is the 15th? Yeah, 15th. So that is in Firestorm Games in Cardiff, hosted by the very very Welsh Jose.
Jose.
And
Gawain.
And Gawain, but I would just say Jose's the one who sent me the information that I'm about to sort of share with you in a minute.
Gawain's not playing.
So is Gawain fully judging?
Yeah.
Gawain, you're a good man for doing that. Well done. Here we have. Hang on, let's just see. Just going to give you this information. So I have a faction breakdown.
Ooh.
First off, I'm going to go with 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm counting five. Countries. How many different countries are represented in this GT?
I can see your lips moving, so 5.
I've also seen the screenshot, so don't ask me.
Oh, okay, so 6 different countries are represented if you're splitting up the United Kingdom. England, Wales, Scotland. I'm not counting Cornwall as a separate country. Sorry, guys. England, Wales, Scotland, Denmark, Switzerland, Canada. There you are, Tim. And Australia. Yeah. So, right, a little reunion. Imperial reunion going on there. Commonwealth. So there's lots of different nations. We have 4, according to Longshanks, 4 of those players are rated between 600 and 700. 24 are between 500 and 600. 16... 4 to 5, 6, 3 to 4, no, 2 to 3, and 1, 1 to 2, and 5 unranked players. Could they be the champions? Who knows? That's the little breakdown of who's attending.
Which is stacked, man. Is stacked.
It's quite a few. Obviously, I don't have any faction breakdown or anything like that. No, but I can't. He's not given. Oh, what?
Favoritism.
Favoritism. Jose, sort your shit out, man. What the hell? Go on then. Give us a faction breakdown then. Also, you're playing. He shouldn't give you that information.
It's only faction breakdowns. It doesn't give you any insight.
I know, but it's just.
And it's also, you can get it straight from Longshanks.
I'm trying to do that. Hang on. Is it there? Because I have got that. I've got the some data not available until the event begins. But
yeah, where was it? I did it because I saw it myself before he sent it to me.
Are you a super duper subscriber on Longshanks?
I'm not a super duper. I'm a duper, but not a super duper.
Well, I'm just a little regular little. I'll give you a couple of quid because it's worth doing.
Yeah.
Let's go with.
Have a guess of how many rebels you guys think are going to be in there.
How many players in total?
56.
56. Actually, we'll work in reverse. I'll go in Shadow Collective because this is the fun one.
2-1.
2-1, Jeff.
2.
Spot on. It's 2. It's a 50-50 on if you're going to be the top Shadow Collective 2 player.
I'm looking through the list and I'm just sitting there thinking, is it who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? Who's going to be?
I already know who one of them is.
Oh, I don't. Hang on. Might it be Does Johnny like? Is Johnny going to do it?
That's he's got. I'll message him. I'm like, you've got a 50-50 being the top Shadow Collector player.
Yeah. So Johnny, I don't know who this. I don't know who the other one is, but I know I was going to say it's Johnny. The other one.
Yeah. No, it's definitely Johnny. Is one of them.
So down to 54 now.
Yeah. So all right, let's go with Empire.
Usually
quite popular.
10.
Okay.
13.
10 and 13. Yeah, all in the middle. Did you say, go on, Timbo?
I would have said 10. I'll say 11.
Going to go 11. All right. Well, that's really awkward then, because now both you and Jeff are one apart. It is 12. And Empire is usually like one of the most popular.
It is, but I wonder if it's because it's not. I mean, it's quite. I've just said about like the ratings of players. Maybe they are not taking Empire for that reason at the moment. Okay, so
I thought it'd have a bit of an uptick with the custom commander and
yeah,
that. So
I'd be interested to know how many of them are Remnant.
That'd be interesting. Yeah, no, I would have a guess. Like, I'd probably even go as none. I think that I think Remnant is really strong at the moment.
I don't know. I'd be surprised if there's at least none. I would imagine that maybe there might be three.
Okay,
that's my guess. Okay. Just a guess. But it depends who those individuals playing them are. That's the thing.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's no Barry, like Barry Smith. No, it's not Barry Smith, is it?
You mean Elliot?
Well, Elliot Kimpton, as well. Yeah,
Elliot Kimpton. Kimpton.
Yeah.
Right. So next up.
Yeah,
clones. Okay, so that's 12. So we've got.
You've had 14 players so far.
We've got 42 left.
42, yeah.
17.
What are we doing?
Clones.
17.
17.
No. 10.
Well, that's just really awkward again. Jeff and Timbo are two apart. It is again 12.
Yeah, I thought you were doing this in reverse, but then it was the 12.
I've mixed it up deliberately. I've mixed it up.
You've got 30 left for CIS and Rebels.
Yeah. So what is your split?
CIS are definitely
the majority. Do you know what?
No, actually, 15 each.
Down the middle.
Straight down the middle.
Looking at who's playing. Six. I'm going to go 18 droid.
And then 18 droid, okay.
16, 14 droids.
There's 30.
So apart from Jeff going dead middle, you both think that droids are going to have more?
I do.
Yeah, droids have 10.
Whoa!
What?
20 rebel players.
20 rebel players is huge.
I mean, I was looking through the list thinking, so Lila, I was looking at Lila's going to take droids.
Yeah.
Jeff's going to take rebels. Timbo, I assume you're taking the same to France because you.
It's almost like I have one army in Europe.
Shit. I've just realized we've been talking about your list and you're taking it to a tournament. It's like, I hope we're not going to give anything away. Sorry.
I won my tournament. I won my tournament last weekend, so I can drink this weekend.
Hey, I'm drinking this weekend anyway. We know what happened in Poland.
20.
That's 20.
Wow.
Well. I mean. Good luck to all.
I think Ewoks and land speeders galore.
and Andy, you're taking Ewoks, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't get my bike and custom droid commander till tomorrow.
Yeah,
it's my birthday tomorrow. I'm on a ban from buying stuff. So,
but of course it is. Yes. Your birthday tomorrow. It was Ollie's birthday the other day as well. Look at you. There we go.
No, his birthday was last month because it's the same day as my anniversary.
The other month. Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
I also realized I have one more thing to show from France, which is the trophy.
The trophies are awesome, man.
The trophies are so sweet.
Yeah.
Oh,
very nice.
That's really cool. Mm.
Yeah.
That's a specific one for France, isn't it?
Yeah.
Gritty. I like it. What else is going on? Oh, yes. And I have a final message from Jose. He was talking here. So he said that he messaged me on Facebook today. He went, do you want some sneak info? And I went, yes. There will be a best table prize. Players can bring a table to the GT. Best table chosen by the other players will win one of the four new starter boxes to choose between all four, so you can choose. That's pretty cool. And then he said, I'm just reading exactly the messages, so there's no confusion. I'll pick up a random name. That player will take one of the other three boxes. That's pretty cool. Bigger than last year, went up from 48 to 56. Lots of prizes, raffle between the players. Winner will take one of the exclusive The Pit order token set from ComScan. They'll be only for winners of 24 plus. Plus the grain. Here's a stat for it. Battle forces are around 10% of the total lists. There are only five battle forces.
Oh, wow.
So
that's interesting.
That theory on Rebels.
I'm one of them.
Yeah, so that, you're one of it. Yeah, you're one of them.
Probably six.
Let's assume he rounds up. So let's say six. So you're looking at, is Lila taking the XD?
I don't know. She didn't win the XD in St. Albans.
No, it wasn't St. Albans, was it? It was Beskar Bash.
Bash.
With sort of Droidica's going up and
she's moved. She's gone.
Being available.
Yeah, yep. She's on Rebels as well.
She's loving Geos at the minute.
That's it. No, she's
flying bugs. Yeah.
So. Just think about that. So Battle Force also includes the Shadow Collectives, technically, doesn't it? So two of those six are that. That means there's only four others.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. So you're one of them. That means there's three others. So
or he's not counted Shadow as Battle Forces.
And I would go two of them EXD, and then I would probably go 1-5-0 first, and then if you're lucky, Remnant.
With how many Tempest?
I was going to say, any Tempest in there, maybe? Surely got to be one Tempest. There's normally someone doing that.
Normally someone brings a Tempest.
It's usually Tempest or Remnant. Like, they're both so low, lowly played.
I've found Tempest just more played because 3 ATSD cool.
That looks cool.
That'll do. So,
just let me bring just ATSTs. I don't care if I have no thumb to do a mission. If you just let me bring...
We don't need thumbs anymore these days. They're all unit leaders, aren't they?
They're like 150 apiece.
Six ATSTs?
Yeah. Don't care. Yep, I'll do it. I'd play it.
Nice. Well, I think that takes us towards the end of the show. So we'll do some any other business now. We've got a bit of housekeeping to do, some events to shout out. We've got some things just to mention in terms of what we've been doing, like the charity stuff that's gone on, and a couple of shout outs I want to just to recognise. So, and do your stuff first and then crack on to other things. So Andy, go for it.
Sure. So just had it signed off from the Beyond Keen Store War Games Workshop. We are going to be... running an event on the 22nd. Facebook event will be going out either tonight or tomorrow. It will be the last one I'll be running this year there, taking December off. And then from January, we'll be playing monthly, sticking to the fourth Saturday, hopefully, every month at their new store, which is still in Milton Keynes area. It's just on the outskirts rather than where it is. They can fit about four, I think they said about 40 Legion tables if I wanted to run a nice two-dayer there. So that might be on the cards. Just don't tell Louisa. and then speaking of Louisa, we are literally after this going to be submitting our application to AMG for the Chopper-based Open to be AGT. So yeah, tickets obviously went on sale. As Jeff kindly reminded us, on the 31st, they did go on sale on the day that we promised.
Once I've kicked your ass to get them on sale,
well done Shopify.
I literally sent a message. Actually, I shouted at Louisa. I go, "What's the date today?" She's like, 31st. I'm like, "Yeah," and she's like, "And there's nothing special about today." And I was like, "No, nothing at all, is there?" Just kept on staring at her like. As I said, Jeff's told me today's special.
I want to say Louisa turned around and went, "Oh, it's your Jeff anniversary, is it?"
No, and then she was like, "Oh yeah," and then basically the guy ticked the button to turn it all on. And the best part was Jeff still wasn't even the first person to buy a ticket.
who gets that honor?
I'd have to check.
Was I second then?
You might have been, yeah. Let me
know. Unlucky.
I can't give them grief for not having them on sale. And
was it? They went on sale then. First ticket, I think, went. Oh, 31st. That might have been you. Yes, it was you, actually. I'll give it. Take you back. It was Nav sneaking in just behind you.
That's a hell of a slide.
Like, 2 minutes behind you. Like,
that's a hell of a slide. Okay. Oh, that's really cool. Nice.
So, yeah, job-based tickets on sale.
Sweet. Score, are you still sticking with the 128, or are you thinking of expansions?
We'll see.
Oh, you're unmuted somehow.
Oh. We'll see how it goes. Obviously, if we... we sold more than 128 tickets last year, but we had obviously slightly less in attendance. So if it goes the same projected route, then we're probably like, it'll be more than 100, and we'll see how it goes. You're mute, by the way, Cockles. Oh, he knows.
Sorry. It's fine. No, that's cool. Just put background, my wife was walking in the house and telling me she's still got a bottle of wine. She went to the pub tonight, so it's all good. That's cool. So chopper base, watch this space. If you haven't got your tickets, do it. If you're traveling, if anyone is who hasn't traveled to UK, is looking to talk to Andy, talk to myself, talk to those of your from your fellow nations who have been, and they can help offer you advice and suggestions of what to do and how to get places, etc. Obviously, we might have a Tim. We might have a Canadian next year. Who knows?
That'd be nice.
Will Mr. Hale be returning?
I believe so. Like, it's on his cards, but we'll be able to confirm later in the year for that.
Sweet, cool. But yeah, if you're wherever you are based, if you're not sure and you don't know how to, where to stay, etc., give us a shout. We can help you out. Most of us are really friendly and we'll give you some friendly information, that sort of thing. But if not, if you're coming from, example, Poland and you've not traveled to speak to speak to Severin, and he'll be able to help you out, and or any of the Polish guys, same with the Germans, same with there's people who know Andy fairly well and they'll be able to help you out, that sort of thing. So that's.
Positive or negative, but Nav and I are staying on the Sunday night, so we'll be able to keep our international guests welcome.
I might try and see if I can book the Monday off, because I felt that the Monday I went back to work, I was feeling it. So I might take the extra day. Who knows? That sort of thing. I recommend it. Looking on the legionevents.app website, of which, if you want to look at events, go on there. I've clicked on the next two weeks, 3 months. If you are in any of the... England is sorted. Scotland, I don't know what you're doing. Ireland, Wales, I don't know what you're doing. But... the what's it called? WTC teams, World Team Championships next year in Denmark, in Copenhagen. Everything's up there on the WTC. I think it's the ITC website. We'll put the link up there later on. If you're looking to and you want to get your country involved, have a pop on there and see if you've got and check and see if you've got someone who is already a national representative. For example, in the UK, it was Dave. In Scotland, I assume it's Johnny. I could be wrong. In Wales, I assume it's Jose. But yeah, speak to whoever your national representatives might be. You can have up to four teams of four. Andy, tell me if I'm wrong.
Yep.
Four teams.
We've increased it this year.
That's fine. So you can have four teams of four. So that allows 16 of you to go over from any country from wherever you are. Obviously, being Copenhagen, that'd be great fun next year. I'm looking forward to it as well. So we mentioned Spain. Spain, I look forward to, guys from Spain, I look forward to seeing you. That'd be cool if you guys get to go. I'm looking at other countries who I know play. Italy, I'm looking at you. That'd be cool to see you guys.
Again.
Because we saw him in Spain, we didn't see him in England. But there we go. But yes, it should be good fun. Obviously, those of you who are Belgians who played in France, get yourselves a team. Come over, that sort of thing. So I'll give that a good old plug. Mr. Nolan should be very happy about that. You're welcome, Dave. Other than that, so that events, but if you are running an event, looking to run an event, need advice hosting an event, give us a shout or go to legionevents.app and you can submit an event via Facebook. If you create a Facebook event, it goes on the website and it can translate into a little pins on maps and goes all on there, that sort of thing. For example, if you're with some people in the States have done that in The Katooni Open in, I want to say, it doesn't actually come into the location, but that is in Coventry. I want to say, is that Coventry, New England? Coventry, Rhode Island. And yes, there's Coventry in Rhode Island. Look at that. Coventry, Rhode Island, which is the 31st of January to the Sunday, the 1st of Feb, is the Katooni Open Star Wars Legion at Captain Con. Then you could head over north of the border in Montreal. The Tournoi de Noël Abyss on Saturday the 6th of December. That's all on there. And I'm sure there's another one I was going to shout out. That is in Columbus, Ohio, at the Roundtable Toys for Tots. We shouted out last episode. Toys for Tots Legion Recon Tournament on Saturday the 6th of December. So if you can't make it in Montreal, I'll go over to Columbus, Ohio, and you'll be able to do that there. I've had other people message me about events on Discord, and I'm trying to remember who did it because we've had a few. I've said to people, if you're not on there, just put it on there again, that sort of thing. Did Kreloth, I've shouted his out. Sneaky Crucible, no, never. But yeah, many people have messaged me about events, and I just wanted to sort of say thank you to those people who let me know, and or thank you. If you have events, let us know. I'll get on the show. Always best to do it, like, remind me on Tuesdays, because then I can remember to do it on the shows, which is always good. That's that, really. Shout out yesterday to Shadow Scout, who, if you don't know, has a YouTube channel. He did his Monday sort of thing up last night. He was talking about custom droid commanders and then recon forces for new players. So if you don't know who he is, check out his YouTube. He's a lovely guy, and he like us on his show, and I said, that's absolutely fine, we'll go on your show at some point. So he wants that to happen. I said to him, we'll get him on ours. So yeah, it's all fine. A little bit of Legion community collaboration stuff going on. Which segues nicely into the last thing. I haven't mentioned it for a little while because I've just forgot. As many of you regular listeners will know, Andy, Ollie, myself, and a few, and many others, we are in a charity American Football Fantasy League, where all the various Legion creators give £25 pounds for us in real money to the winner of this league's event charity. And it's in its third year now. And so I thought I'd just quickly give that an update to see who's doing what and where, because I've not really, apart from my own team, looked at it. So LJ Pena is currently leading the way in his division. He's won 7 games, lost 3. And Richard Lavery is winning his division quite handily. Do you know who's doing really, really well? Or, sorry, who's not doing really, really well? Ollie at 1-9. He is the worst in the league.
Can I ask where I am? Because I've not even opened this app. I've not picked anything.
I know you did. Do you know what? Why it's even more annoying? I've been paying attention to it, and you're doing better than me.
Yes.
I'm second from bottom, which is just like, what the fuck? And I pay attention to this shit a lot. So I'm 3-7. You're 5-5, having done nothing.
Better than the last 2 years where I've tried.
I know, but on this app, it gives you points scored and points conceded. So like, you've only scored 1,042 points. I've scored like 250 odd points more than you, and I'm far lower. But I've also conceded, you've also conceded 1,152 points. I've conceded 1,200 points. So it's like, what the hell, man? You just happened to just, it's really weird how you've scored so shit. Sorry?
Tighten up your defense.
I would love to, but I'm on a four loss losing streak at the moment. There we go. But at the moment, it looks like the top players at the moment are LJ Pena, Matt Haslam representing as well, and Austin Miller. They're the top three in one division, followed by Richard Lavery, Jay from Crypto Block, and the Stabcast Doctor. They're the top six off of each of that. I'll give you an update later. But basically, the winner of that tournament, all the $25 goes to that, and it goes to their chosen charity. Last year it went to Meeples for Peoples. Last year it went to Meeples for Peoples, which was under 300 something. Yeah, so I did the math, it was something like that. And the year before that, it went to Pause for Ability, chosen by, I've forgotten. I went to Pause for Ability anyway, went over in the States. So hopefully Haslam can do it do it for the UK so he can keep the charity. Well,
he's going to pick an Australian charity now.
No, he's not. He wanted to get involved, and I said to him, as long as it goes to this charity, you can. It's fine. So if he wins, it's going to the Joshua Tarrant Trust, and that as well. So that's a little update on that one. As well, and I won't do the fantasy prem. I'll do that another time because I'm doing shit in it as well. but other than that, that's pretty much it. I can't really think of anything else I've missed. Other than, again, just a shout out, thank you to our supporters. You've still got time if you are a Patreon member to submit some questions for the devs when we have them on soon. Just go on our Discord, head over to our Discord, and then there's a subsection on there saying questions for AMG in the locked bit down there, and you can submit questions on there. Please do not just start with a random chat, because then when I come to copy and paste them into the list to submit them for there when they vet them, it's just a pain in the tits to sort. So yeah, do that. Jeff, do you have anything else you want to add?
Looking forward to playing some more games. Last time I played was in Madrid, so I'll be back a month between playing. Just life gets in the way sometimes.
Yes,
life. It'd be great to see everyone. Looking forward to this weekend.
That would be fun. Tim, thank you for coming on the show. I hope you have a safe journey over from Lille into London tomorrow. Have fun in Wales, mate. You got to and learn some Welsh. Cool. Anything you'd like to shout out before we depart?
Go to one of the French tournaments. It was a super fun time.
Yep, that would do. And Andy's not allowed still. I think he's still on the internationally barred list. Like when he turns up at French Border Patrol, they're like, no.
I might make an effort to go back to exchange because I won the Open. I did actually get a golden ticket into the invite for next year, so I might actually have to go and play the big leagues.
That makes sense. Oh,
not still clubbing then in the Open.
No, but I didn't. Which does make it. Would there be a Canadian team next year at WTC?
We currently have enough people committed with money in hand to send at least one team, but we are potentially even pushing for two.
Now, this is an appeal to Australia and New Zealand. Get some teams in. We can get the band back together. That would be quite nice. Who could be on that team? Just out of interest.
As of right now, I'm going to just pull up my list because I can be the proper administrator and have a list that's made. I just have to look at it.
If it goes wrong,
the people at Wales will also get to see the Team Canada logo that's been made.
Ooh!
It's quite nice. Not, come on, stupid. Okay. Well, on the list is one Frenchman, Nico Bekele.
Nico's on yours.
But he lives in Rochelle, it's fine. Sam Solo, Eric Bichette, Owen Evans, and Michael Rochelle as well.
Would Jesse from Quebec come down as well? Do you reckon is he debating it?
Him and his partner are trying to buy a house right now.
Then fair enough.
Legion's way more important than that.
Yeah, and I don't know what the house prices in Quebec are like. So I'll just go if they're anything like they are around here. Then yeah, good luck to him. Bon chance. Cool. Okay. Well, look forward to that. And some of you may see more of Tim. Who knows? Andy, anything you'd like to shout out before we go?
Nah.
Yeah.
And enjoy playing Legion.
No, exactly. That's cool. And to everyone else, thank you for listening. Those of you who are Patreon members, again, thank you, and keep an eye out for those messages in the next week or so. But if not, if you're at Welsh GT or any other games, good luck. May the force be with you, and thank you for listening. Goodbye. You've been listening to That's No Moon, a Star Wars Legion podcast. To keep up to date with us, please like and follow us on Facebook, That's No Moon, a Star Wars Legion podcast, and Instagram, That's No Moon Podcast.